Right. Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. Tefila zu choytzes ayin choytzes. So Rashi learns the shalom is according to Rav Yehuda Shita. Rashi tap Rashi choytzes ayin choytzes. The Rav Yehuda the Yoma mifnei tzrach tefila bialmehi. That the Mishnah says before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikveh first. And Rav Yehuda says it's not a deraisa de gesvara, it's only a srach tumah. Mid the rabbanon, we want you to go to the mikvah before you come into the Azara to make 100% sure you're Torah. Since it's only mid the rabbanon, was the rabbanon makpud, you shouldn't have a chatitza on your body or not. Now let's say you have a bimbit, you have a chatitza on your body, and you went to the mikvah. So you have to be tevil over again or not? That's the shayla. His chaytis ayayin a chaytis. So Amalei answered back, called the tikkun, rabbanon can't be right to talk. It's a svara, yet it's makiv. That since with the rabbanon you have to go to the mikvah, there's a svara whenever the rabbanon make takonis, they make it just like a diraisa. So just like with the diraisa when you have to go to the mikvah, if there's a chatzitza, the tefillah is possible, who would in here also is possible. Faita omalei abaya the Rav Yosef. Biya b'miktsas, shmo biya oiloi. What's the loch again for this tefillah? That was saying before you come into the Azara, the Mishnah says, you have to go to the mikvah. What about if you're not going to go into the Azara your whole body? It's only a biya b'miktsas. B'miktsas means a little part of your body. Like Lamosh, you're just going to put your hand inside the Azara. You just want to stick your foot into the Azara. Your whole body, no. Just biya b'miktsas. Is that called the biya? Is that called you coming into the Azara that you have to go to the mikvah before you go in? Or maybe no. There's only a din you have to go to the mikvah if the whole body goes in. Just a little bit, maybe you don't have to go to the mikvah. So Amalei, he answered back, I bring you right from the Metzorah. Or Metzorah, he stands outside the Shah Nikner. Now, what goes inside the Azorah? Only his hands. Because his whole body can't go into the Azorah yet. Because he didn't bring his Kabbonis yet. It's called the Mechusa Kippurim. A Mechusa Kippurim, before you bring your Kabbonis, you can't go into the Azorah. So all the Metzorah goes in, he just puts his hand and foot inside. And still, we learned before, Metzorah has to go to the mikvah before he does this. So, Amalei Bohemius, the thumb, Yochichoi, Shein Bias B'miksas, the Metzorah only puts his thumb in, that's only a little Bia, a little coming in. For Tanya, we learned before, Metzorah Toivel V'Oimed V'Shah Nikner, that a Metzorah on the eighth day, before he comes and puts his fingers into the Azara, into the Shah Nikner, he has to go to the mikvah first. So we say even for a little bia, still you have to go to the mikvah. Vaita. Iboilu, I have another shalom now. Mao shayasu sakin arucha for yishrit. Let's say a kohen or a yisrael wants to do a shrita. So the lachur is in the chura, you have to do the shrita, poshid. The korban has to be in the azara. So in order for you to do the shrita, poshid, you have to go inside the azara. And before you go into the azara, you have to go to the mikvah. This guy is afraid of the mikvah. He doesn't want to go to the mikvah today. So he has an eitzah. He wants to get a nice long knife, and he'll stand outside the Azara, and with a long knife, he'll reach the behemoth inside and shech the behemoth inside. Does he still have to go to the mikvah now? Iboyelhu, ma shiyasu sakin aruchu, make a nice long knife, v'yishchot, and he'll be standing outside, and he'll shech the animal that's inside. Does he still have to go to the mikvah now? That's the shayla. So drashi ma shiyasu sakin aruchu, lift the ratzim in atfil, he wants to potter himself not to go to the mikvah. V'yamoid chutzli azori. He'll stand outside the azora. V'yoshit yod lefnim. He'll stick his hands inside. V'yishchot. And he'll make a shchita. Mimifta b'ochim in a tefillah. Does this pattern from the tefillah not? Oidum, or the other side is, boy tefillah. You do have to have a tefillah. Only in achsher with the korban, lo kemi boyle. Aye, how is the korban itself kosher? Rashi says, al tehilchas korban is kosher. The afal gav, the omen mibachutz, v'shochat kshir with the tanya bezvochim. Then ha'bokol lefnei Hashem, v'loy shoch lefnei Hashem. The loch of a korban that has to be in the azor lefnei Hashem. The din is the korban, the animal has to be lefnei Hashem, but the shochet doesn't have to be lefnei Hashem. The shochet could be all the way outside. So that's the shaila. In this case, if the shochet stands outside and he has a nice long knife and shechs the animal inside, does he have to have a tefillah or not? So Gemara says such a question I could clear according to everybody. Tiboy le ben zayma, tiboy le rabbanon. I could ask this question according to ben zayma. That says it's a svar midiraisa, you have to go to the mikvah. I have a question, a doubt. And to boil the rabbanon, I have a question, even according to rabbanon shita, that holds that a regular person, before you come into the azara, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Maybe here it's different. Why? Hey, to boil the rabbanon, the pligel of Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to those rabbanon, that Ogden Rabbi Yehuda says only a mitzvah has to go to the mikvah, but nobody else, a regular person not, maybe here it's different. Why should it be different? Tiboyele ben zoyim. You could ask one question according to ben zoyim. That ad kan loy mechayiv ben zoyim elu legavoy. Maybe when did Ben Zoyim learn out the Kal V'chomer from the Kohen Gadol? Only when you're standing inside. Mamish. Avo lebroiloi. But here that the Kohen of the Yisrael is standing outside the Ezer and he has his long knife, maybe he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Or Dilma, maybe no. There's a swara, Osiliyem Shuchay. We always have this Kzeirom that we can't let you do it outside because we're afraid maybe you'll decide to walk inside with a knife. Maybe in the middle of the avoid you walk inside and you're not allowed to do the avoid without going to the mikvah. So maybe even in such a case, you should have to go to the mikvah. So this is interesting. Even though we're clear according to Ben Zayma, then Ben Zayma says it's Midiraisa, but here by Stoist, this push this sword is from the Rabbanon though, that Midirabbanon there should still be a chiv to go to the mikvah because we're afraid, Dilma Asalem Shuchi. Push that's only a sword with the Rabbanon. Who that's not a sword in the Raisa. So you have to say by Stoist, we're afraid maybe the Rabbanon, there would be such a gzeira. Fighter, and not and Tiboy the Rabbonin. You could even ask this question according to Rabbonin Shita. The Pligi led Rabbi Yehuda, that argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbonin Shita was nobody has to go to the mikveh before you come into the Azara. Only a Mitzvah has to go to the mikveh, because their Svar was a Mitzvah is used to touching the Ron Tumayim. But a regular person that's Torah doesn't have to go to the mikveh. But I'll tell you like this maybe. Ah, can loikam Rabbonin Hossam to loikav it avoida. When does the Rabbonin say a regular person does not have to go to the mikvah, only if he still wants to go to the Azara, but not to do an avoida? Aval hocha, mashenken over here, you want to do a shchita, you want to do an avoida. To cover avoida, you want to go do the shchita, loy, maybe you do have to go to the mikvah. And even though you're standing outside, there's the svar, maybe imshech, you'll be mamshech, you'll be dragged along, you'll pull yourself inside, and since then you're doing an avoida, so loch is, you have to go to the mikvah before you do the avoida. As when the Rabbanim say you don't have to go to the mikvah, only if a regular person wants to go into the Azara, but not for the sake of doing the Avoida. But when you want to do the Avoida, maybe that's a story, you do have to go to the mikvah according to Rabbanim. And then we have it said, this person, since you're doing the Avoida, even though you're outside, like we said before, Dilma Aslam Shuchay, maybe you get dragged along inside. Or Dilma Laishina, the other as far as no, Lamaisi, you're not inside, you're outside. Lamaisi, even though you're doing an Avoida, maybe according to the Rabbanim, you never have to go to the mikvah. Take it, some more by Sofik. The core point of this Gemara, this is another right to taste in Rosh Hashita. That the Gemara only says this svar according to Rabbanin. That when the Rabbanin say you potter, if you're not doing an avoida. But when you're doing an avoida, then we have a tzad, maybe you have to go to the mikvah. That's the Rabbanin that argue on Yab Yehuda. But Yab Yehuda is shita that says you do have to go to the mikvah. Mashmi is talking about even when you don't go to do the avoida. Stam, you want to go into the Azara Mashmi, you have to go to the mikvah. That's Yab Yehuda shita. It's only these Rabbanim that argue on Yab Yehuda, they hold you don't have to go to the mikvah if you're not doing an avoida. But it's much more clear, according to Yab Yehuda Shita, and about according to Ben Zayim Shita, even though you're not doing the avoida, still you would have to go to the mikvah. That's what Tosfos and Rashi both say. Even though the Mishnah starts off that says, Ein Adam Nichnas Liazor Liavoida, even though the Mishnah says you only have to go to the mikvah if you want to do an avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi and Tosfos both say it's Lav Davka. The Mishnah doesn't mean Badafel Hashem Avoida. Nastam, you can't go inside the Azara unless you go to the mikvah first. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Ben Zayim Shita. It's only these Rabbanim are the only Shita that argue. And on the Rabbanim, the Gemara wanted to say, they only argue if you're going in not to do an Avoida. But when you're going to do the Avoida, maybe they're also Moida. And that the Gemara was by take or Sophic what the Loch is. Alright, we'll stop here. Holding that Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, here are two dots. The Mishnah says, Chomish Tfilois, the Asara Kiddushin Toivel. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to be Toivel 5 times, and he had to make 2 Kiddushim each time, Mekiddush Adayim Raglayim, came out to be 10 altogether. So Tana Rabbon, says Nebraisam, Chomish Tfilois, the Asara Kiddushin Toivel Kohen Gadol. That he did, he was Chomesh Tfilos, the Sark Dushin, Yetheva Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bay Bayoim. He went to the mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he had to make a Kiddush 2 times each time, which came out to be 10. For Chulon Bakodesh, all of them was done in the Azara Bikdusha, the Beis HaParva, that was the room where you had the mikvah inside the Azara by the Beis HaParva, Chutz Murishoina, except from the first Tfilah he did in the morning, when he first came into the Beis HaMikdash, Shoysa Bachol, that tefillah, that mikveh went to, was the mikveh outside the Azara. Because that's halach like every day, when you first come in from Chol, from outside into the Azara, you have to be tevil.
and you have to go to the mikvah before you go into the Azorah. So therefore, that first tefillah couldn't be in the Azorah B'Kodesh, but the first tefillah in the morning, when he came from Chayil, had to be outside the Azorah in order to go into the Azorah. So therefore, Chutz Mirishon, excluding the first tefillah, Shoyse B'Chayil, Agabe Shar HaMayim, that was on top of the Shar HaMayim, another mikvah, which was outside the Azorah, Ovitzad Lishchos Soy Hoysa, that was next to his Lishcha's Parhadrin, where the Kohen Gadol used to sleep at night. So that was next to his Lishcha. There was a mikvah right outside there. That's where he was tovel in the morning before he went into the Azor. So the Tosfos Yeshanim speaks out just that Chomesh Tfilos, he says with Gemara Mapik, that Dalet Tfilos Mikroi, there are four tefillos we'll learn out from Sukkim, he had to be toivul, or tefillah zu harishayna, motinapko mekal b'chayma. And the first tefillah the Kohen Gadol did, that we had before, learns out from mekal b'chayma, that you have to go to the mikvah before you go into the Azor. I, Rabbi Yehuda, before said it's only a svar and the Rabbonin, you have to go to the mikvah, not midiraisa. So the Ritoy Shalom says that Rabbi Yehuda zicha moida on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is also moida to the kal b'chayma. That Maduch, he has to go to the mikvah when he changes from the Avoidus Pnim to the Avoidus Chutz, for sure he has to go to the mikvah before he comes into the Azor altogether. So to the next question says that where do we start these five tefillahs? He says, Meshchitas HaTomid Maskel, Kan. That the first tefillah is before you do the Shchita of the Tomid in the morning. Abba Kiddush HaTrumas HaDeshin LeChoshev. Now who did the Kiddush HaDayim V'Raglayim? There was one Kiddush the Kohen Gadol did early in the morning, which was still at night time, before he did the Trumas HaDeshen. Afal Pishu Hoye B'Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to do the Trumas HaDeshen, which we had before was done at the night time. So he had to make a Kiddush Radayim Raglayim before that. Still in the morning, before he did the Korban HaTomid, he had to do another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. That was one of the ten. Lefishoye B'Yoid Laila. Now the reason why we don't include, like to have 11, is because the first one that I did by the Trumas HaDeshen, that was still at night time. That's not B'yod Yoyin. So at the daytime, you only had to do 10 times Mekadosh's hands. Yeah. Weiter. Omer Abaya. So Abaya says, Shema Mina, from here we learn that Ayin Itum, this was the well that fed the mikvah. On the mikvah outside, which was on the Shar HaMayim. Now, how tall or how high was this Ayin Itum? It was like a tall mountain. And on top of the mountain, that's where the spring came up. Is Gevoya Mekarka Zoro Eskrim V'Sholosh Amos. You should know this Ayin Itum, this well, this spring, it was on like the top of a mountain, that the mountain was 23 Amos taller than the ground of the Azor. What's the riot? Why do you say this? Because we're saying now with the mikvah outside the Azara was in the Shar HaMayim. Now the Shar HaMayim was on top of the Chaymah. Now the Chaymah itself is 20 Amos tall. Now the mikvah was on top of the Chaymah, and usually a mikvah is like 3 Amos tall. So the top of the mikvah was 23 Amos off the ground, off the Azara. And how did the water get into this mikvah? From this Ayin Itum, from this well. Now a well, you can't get the spring water to go all the way up. Like they didn't have a shoots there, what do you call it? They didn't have then pumps to pump the water up. So Elul Mind, the well itself was 23 Amos higher than the ground. In other words, it was like on top of a hill, and the base of Midrash, the Azara, was on the bottom here. So 23 Amos higher up on top of the Azara was where the top of this Ayin Itum was, where the well water was coming. So it's very good. The well water, the spring, sprang right into the mikvah, which was also 23 Amos high. The Tanan, because we learned like this. Kol HaPsochim, all the entrances in the Beis HaMikdash, Shoy Yisham, was Goivon Asar Amo. All the entrances, all the Pesach, was 20 Amos high. That's how the entrance was. Every door where you come in was 20 Amos high. For Rochvon Asar Amos, and the width of the door, of the, at least the entrance to come in, the gate, was 10 Amos wide. Chutz Mishel Ulam, except from the Ulam. The Ulam was 40 Amos tall and 20 Amos wide. Only Ulam was different. But achutz from the ulam, all other places, the chaymer itself, like the shah, went up until 20 amos tall. Now, the tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, "V'rochatz b'sara b'mayim." You have to wash your basar, your flesh, in the water, which means the mikvah. The main mikvah. This is talking about going to the mikvah. And the pasuk says, kol besoroi, all your body has to go in there. So vidashin mayim, there has to be enough water in the mikvah, shekol gufa oilu behem, that your whole body could get into the water. That's the shear of a mikvah. For kamahein, how much is the shear of a mikvah? Amu al amu, it has to be the space of one amu long by an amu wide. Barum gimel amus, it has to be tall, three amus. For shira chachomim may mikvah boim so. That's how we get the shear of a mikvah, always is 40 so. If you have one by one, by three high, if you divide that into saws, it comes out to be 40 so. So a stam mikvah is like this, a stam shear of a mikvah is, it's one amu long, one amu wide, and three amus high. So now this mikvah, the Shar HaMayim, was on top of the Chaymah. So the Chaymah itself of the Beis HaMikdash was 20 Amos high. And the going now, the mikvah was another 3 Amos higher than that. So the top of the mikvah was 23 Amos high off the ground of the Azorah. And how did the water get into this mikvah? It got in through the Ayin Itum. This well, the water went straight into the mikvah. How could that be? Elamai, the Ayin Itum was like on a high hill, that this hill was 23 Amos higher than the floor of the Azorah. Therefore, it's a perfect flow. It flowed straight. The spring water flowed straight into the mikvah, which is on top of the shar. Rashi says, so that's the right from the din that Shemamina Ayin Itum, Rashi, Mimeno Bo Amas Hamayim. From this is where the spring water came. Lebeis Tfilas Shar Hamayim. That came into the mikvah, which is on top of the Shar Hamayim. Shal HaChayim, it was on top of the wall. Or the fi inyan amikroy is nearly shumayin main of toyach. That's the mayin main of toyach, and it says in Sefer Yeshua. Shemeshah magvul mishafeya v'yorva the mizrach l'marev. Hu agvul b'cholarat Yisrael. Now v'hach milsa d'abaya, why does Abaya say this? Mishum d'arminim b'zvachim. The Gemara b'zvachim says that sovel and ivnayu l'beis ha-migdash b'yayin itum. At first, the Vaishloima thought to build the beis ha-migdash on top of this hill. On top of the hill of Ayin Itum, which was higher than the Mokum of the Azara. Amri, they said, no, Nisti Bei Purta, move over, let it be lower than this Ayin Itum. Why should it be lower, the Beis HaMikdash? The Pasuk says, Ubein Seifav Shochin. Mashma, the Shechin is supposed to be Bein Shechinov, in between the two shoulders. In other words, on both sides there was a big hill, and the Azara was in the middle, a little bit lower down. The Shamina Minei, Shugvayim in Akil. So you see from this psukim here, the Ayin Itum was higher than the Azorah. So Abayah says, this is how we know how tall Ayin Itum was. It was 23 Amos taller than the Azorah. So then it's very good. This mikvah was on top of the Chaymah. So the Chaymah is 20 Amos high, and the Stam mikvah is 3 Amos tall. So that's how we know the top of the mikvah was 23 Amos high, and the water went straight into it. Drashi Gvoya Mikaka Zora Esrim Vesholosh Amis. Kemidas Goiva Shar Hamayim Obinyin Kli Shosholosh Amis Milmala. That the Shar itself was 20 Amos high. And on top of that, we had a binyan of a mikvah, which was 3 Amos high. Lahachtaka Boim So, in order to contain 40 so of water. Sheyef Shalamayim Lalois Lahar Shugvoyim Mokim Shinoivim Shom. You can't get the water, the well water, from if they'll be downstairs on the same level as the Azara, you couldn't get that well water without making them to Mayim Shuvim to the top of the mikvah. So it had to be that the Ayin Itum by itself was so high up. Yechutz Mishel Ulam, the Ulam was different, that's the only entrance that was different. There was Gevoya Aboyim, it was 40 Yamas high, Veroch Boy Esrim, it was 20 Yamas wide. So the kids were going that the mikvah itself was exactly three Yamas at all. So Toys there's the Kasha, Tamali. There's no xeros akos of the mikvah has to be taller, like 3 amas tall and 1 amas wide. You could have a mikvah 3 amas long and 1 amas high. So maybe the mikvah on top of the chaymah was 3 amas long and 1 amas high. So then maybe the Ayin Itum only had to be 21 amas high. Like Mechat Taisa, they build the mikvah on top so high up 3 amas high. So Taisa says, the Yeshleima Mistama Kol Masha Yecholim Lahokel Olav Mishum Chusha the Kohen Gadol Yoisin. They wanted to make it easy for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur because he was fasting and had to do a lot of work, a lot of avodah, and he was weak. So they wanted to make it easier for him. Understand? It's easier to go to the mikvah when you're standing up. If you'd have to lie down in the mikvah, it would be a tircha to lie down and then to get up again. So it'd be easier for the Kohen Gadol in order just to go down into the mikvah, ba'amida. So that's why for sure the mikveh was 3 amas tall and not 3 amas long. I'd have to lie down. The divorce says also, as the kashrus from the mikveh is better. Because if you're standing up, then there's no shalach and chatzitza. Your body is straight up, then you go into the mikveh. If you have to bend down and lie down, then it'll be a shalach. You'll be folding over your body. Maybe there'll be a chatzitza. Maybe the water won't get into those kamotim. So therefore, pi aloch, like it's better to go to the mikveh standing up. Even though avad was kosher to go lying down also, but it's better to go standing up. Then Tai speaks, even though we always say the mikveh is only 3 amas tall, Tais always says that a stam person, that the Gemara says is 3 amas tall, it doesn't mean from toe to head. It means from toe until the shoulder. His shoulder is 3 amas tall, but his head is not included. With the head, it could be it's 4 amas. Or even though it's not a whole amma, the head, but I call upon him it's more than 3 amas, a stam person. Then Tais asks Akasha, if a stam person is taller than 3 amas, how could the mikvah only be 3 amas tall? He won't get in there. Like his whole body won't get into the water. So Tais says, Avada, the walls of the mikvah is like taller than 3. Just means the water shaboy has to be 3 amas tall. So because when the person puts his body in, his body itself makes the water come up. Like the water, he gets into the water. So that rises, makes the water rise. So then the water comes on top of his head also. But the person himself could be is more than 3 amas tall. Yeah. So that's how Abayi knows how tall this Ayin Itim was. It had to be 23 amas tall. For the Gemara, no, it has to be even taller than that. V'ika amma tikra. We're saying now the